Okay, so let's learn a little bit. So, it's hard to talk about Parshas Vayera without also flowing from Parshas Lech Lecha. So, Beis Hashem, we'll try to cover both Parshas tonight a little bit. I guess a few technical questions before we get into the sugya. So, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, there's a word or concept that's mentioned a lot. Rashi comments on it already, which is the idea of seeing. Like the pasuk begins, "Vayera l'Hashem b'alonim amrei," that Hashem appeared to Avram b'alonim amrei. V'yoshev hasochel b'chom yom, Avram Avinu standing by the tent. Hashem appeared to him, and what? To say something? Not to say something? So Rashi already comments. Everyone knows. But the inyan of that right after Bris Milah, there's an inyan of Hashem appearing to Avram Avinu. Avram picks up his eyes and he sees again three men, the Malachim, again all these things. Rashi comments on all of them, but it's an interesting zach with this inyan of Re'iyah. So, what is Re'iyah? What does the inyan of seeing have to do specifically with right now in this parasha, right after Avraham Avinu has the bris? And him preparing himself to receive the Besur Tov of the birth of the, you know, that Yitzchak Avinu is going to come to the world. What does Re'i have to do with this? It's called Parshas Vayera. That's number one. Number two, Bechlal, we find, again, we all know that the Malachim come to Avraham Avinu for a number of different things, right? One thing is to heal Avraham Avinu from the Bris Milah. Another thing is to, again, tell them, Avram and Sarah, that Yitzchak Avinu is going to be born, which also comes with them telling, with them asking Avram Avinu, Ayi Sarah Shtecha, where is she? As we don't see her. So the answer is, okay, Hine Bayil, okay. What do you need that for? Again, it's the inyan of Re'iyah. So they have to see something. So the healing of Avram Avinu by the Bris, the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, and the destruction of Sodom. Destruction of Sodom, also with the saving of light. So, what do all these things have to do with each other? What's the connection between these inyanim? The Bris Milah, the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, and the destruction of Sodom / saving of light. The truth is, we already find the connection between the inyan of Sodom / light, that whole sugi over there, and Yitzchak Avinu, and the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, we read, and the Bris Milah, the change of Avraham Avinu's name to allow him to have a son, Yitzchak, we already find this in the last six parashas Lech Lecha. Hashem sends Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, and so on. And Hashem promises Avraham Avinu, Agad L'Shemecha, you'll have children, it'll be good. But we don't find Avraham Avinu asking for it. We don't find Avraham Avinu being Nisayr, that L'maisa, I need children. The only time that he's Nisayr to it, the first time he's Nisayr to it, in Chumash, at least, is after the war of the four kings, which he goes to fight specifically to go save Lot, who was captured and so on, by the place of Sodom. So after that, then Hashem appears to him and says, Charcha harbe ma'od. Avraham Avinu says, well, you know, I don't have any children. All I have is Eliezer. So all of a sudden, there's an awakening of the inyan of Yitzchak Avinu, and to that, and the response of Hashem is, you're right, Avram can't have children, Avraham could have children. The change of the name is also referencing the coming of the Bris Milah eventually. So you see, Vayter, there's all those three components, the Bris Milah, the ability to bring Yitzchak Avinu into the world, and the saving of light from that place of Sodom, all those things are connected to each other. So the question is, what exactly is the connection between them? Okay, we'll put that to the side. All right, so tonight we're going to learn a little bit about this, the inyan, the sugya of light. The sugya of light. Light is a strange character, right? So good guy, bad guy, it's hard to tell. So there seems to be like a switch, right? It says in the beginning of the parashas Lech Lecha, that Avraham Avinu is told by Hashem Yisbarach Lech Lecha and so on. So it says in Pasuk, V'yikach Avraham Sarah Yishtoi V'esloit Benochi V'eskol Ruchushim. Avraham Avinu takes Sarah, his wife, that's obvious, all of his possessions, and he specifically goes out of his way to bring light. So he wants light to come with him. And that's how it goes. And Avraham Avinu and light, they're going together. And then all of a sudden, as we know, at some point, Avraham Avinu tells Lot, you know, he pardoned on Melai. We're going to go separate ways. You go one way, I'll go another. And so we all know, Rashi says that the Pasuk says there was a riv, there was some machlokes between the shepherds of Avraham, the shepherds of Lot, and that was the break between them. And as we know, Rashi says, from you know, everyone knows that the machlokes was that the land of Eretz Yisrael was promised to Avraham and his children, and Lot and his shepherds felt, well, there's no other children but Lot, you know, so to speak, he's the only family. So it's ours, or it's ours. So maybe it's not a problem of having the sheep graze in other people's fields. It's our fields. And Avraham Avinu held, no, it's not ours yet. And so this becomes the break between Avraham and Lot. Again, Haloi Davro. So who is Lot? What's this Indian? Lot is somehow someone that, and Rashi famously says, right, that after Lot is separated from Avraham, then Hashem is able to talk to Avraham Avinu. So, who is Lot? What's the sin of Lot? That somehow Avraham Avinu wants Lot to come with him, but then at some point he turns into a klipa. Like he starts off good, and then somehow it becomes a mechitza between the Avraham Avinu and the Rabbanu Shalom. So, what exactly, how do we understand this? Okay. All right, so go like this. Switch gears. There's a Gemara in Tainus. There's a Gemara in Tainus. It's a famous Gemara, everyone knows. There's two stories in the Gemara Tainus. Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph, I think. I didn't have enough time today to get all the Ma'amar Kaimis down, so. There's the Gemara Tainus, Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph. The Gemara says like this. Amru Olav al Nachum Ish Gamzu. He's a Tana. He's well known. Nachum Ish Gamzu. One of the Rebbeim of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, "Amr Olav Nachum Ish Gamzu Hol Ma'isa." They said about Nachum Ish Gamzu, "Shal Yisuma Mishtei Einav." He was blind in both eyes. Gidei Mishtei Yadav. He was he didn't have function of his arms. Kita Mishtei Raglav. He was amputated in his feet. V'chol Gufim Mal Shchin. His whole body was full of Shchin. V'yamuto B'bayis, and he would sit in a house. V'ragle Mitosim Menuchin B'Sfolim Shalmayim. It's a little bit of a. And that he was in a bed, you know, and the feet of the bed were in buckets of water. Why? Kadesh lo yalo of nemo, in order to make sure ants wouldn't crawl up to get on him. Because if an ant, he doesn't have any way of removing ants from himself. Again, there was an ant issue in the house. So they had buckets of water in the beds so that the ants wouldn't be able to climb up on him. That's the matziv. So the Gemara says, Pamacha sayisim itasim enachas v'bayis ruah. One time, he found himself in a very dilapidated house. Bikshu Tamidim lifnex mitasai, and the Tamidim were worried about the house collapsing. So they wanted to remove him. V'achakach lifnex esakelim, and then remove everything else. B'kuch nefesh. So Amr Lahem, banai. So he said, no, don't worry about it. Panu esakelim, first take everything else out. V'achakach panu es mitasai, then take me out. Why? Shemuftach lechem, because it's guaranteed to you. I can guarantee it. That calls man, shani b'bayis. If I'm in the house, ain't b'bayis nefil. The house won't fall. So Pinus HaKelem, they got rid of all the Kelem, all the things. V'achagach Pinus Mitosai. And then they took out the house. Then they took out the bed. V'nofel Bais. And the house collapsed. Omer LeTalmidav. So as Talmidim said, Revi, V'chimachish Yitzadeh Gomer Ata. If you're Yitzadeh Gomer, Loma Osu L'chakach, then why do you have such a matziv? You're, crippled and things. So Omer Lahem. So he said to them, Bonei, my children, Ani gram dilatzmi, this is my own fault. What was the maisa? So it's a famous story. Shepamachas yisimach b'derech. I was once traveling. Lebeis chami to my father-in-law's house. Okay? V'haya imi masu gimel chamayim. And I had three donkeys carrying a lot of loads with me. Acha shal maichel, v'acha shal mishtel, v'acha shal magodim. Clothing, whatchamacallit, food, drink, clothing. Ba'ani Echad, when a poor person came, Va'amali V'derech, and stands by the road, Amali Rebbe, and he says to me, Parnaseni, I need some food, Parnasa. Amarati Laisa, I said, okay, Hamdan, Acha Efrek, Menachamor, I'll get off the donkey, and I'll take care of you. By the time I got off the donkey, so it was too late, Acha Yatz Nishma, so the person passed away. Halachti, I went, V'nafalti Apanav, I fell on his face, V'amarati, and I said, Einai Shalichos, V'alinecha, Yisumu. My eyes that didn't have Rachmanis on your eyes should be blinded. Yodai shlichas al yedecha yisgadmu. My hands are dinim rachmanis, and your hands should become paralyzed. Raglai, and so on and so forth. His feet also. I didn't have rachmanis on your feet. My feet should be amputated. And he says, I didn't feel good yet. I still felt unsettled. Until I said my whole body should also be covered with shchem. So that's why it's like this. Amru lois, the Talmid said to Nachmish Gamzu, Oilanu shirinuchu b'karech. Woe is to us that we see you like this. Amru lahem, so he said to them, no, no. Oili, im loyir sen b'karech. Woe to me if you didn't seem like this. Okay. Then the Gemara says, v'may karle Nachmish Gamzu. Why was he called Nachmish Gamzu? So the Gemara says, the kol milsta havisalkele, because everything that happened to him, Amr, he would say Gamzu l'toyr. The Gemara gives a maisa, it's a famous story that the Kal Yisrael had to send a gift to the Caesar, and so they figured they'll send with Nachmish Gamzu, the Merugel Benisim, he's accustomed for miracles to happen with him. So they sent him a box of diamonds and jewels and so on. And everyone knows, right, he stayed off in a hotel, and the balabas of the hotel figured out what's going on. In the middle of the night, he switches the diamonds for dirt, and he goes there, and he presents, Nachmish Gamzu presents a box of dirt to the Caesar. Doesn't look so good. Gamzu l'taiva. And so what happens is, he comes and says to the Caesar, as pretending to be a Roman, oh, maybe this sand is the sand that Avraham Avinu used to fight the four kings. Turns into missiles and weapons. So he tried it this season, and it worked. And Nachmish Gamzu was rewarded, it was Gevaldik. The owner of the hotel hears about this, figures, okay, he's sitting on a gold mine, so he brings a lot of dirt to the Caesar, obviously it doesn't work, and he's killed. Nachmish Gamzu. So there's a lot of strange things about this story. So let's start first of all, like this. Read me Gam Zulatoiva. Why Gam Zulatoiva? Zulatoiva. This is also for the good. Why do you have to reference other things? And everything that happened to Nachmish Gamzu, Gam Zulatoiva. I don't know. Everything that happened to him, he should say Zulatoiva. What's Gam Zulatoiva? Second of all, why would he be called Nachmish Gamzu? Gamzu what? The main point is Latoiva. So shouldn't he be called Nachmish Gamzu Latoiva? Nachmish Gamzu, maybe Gamzu L'ra, maybe he was a big pessimist. I don't know. The nickname isn't... You're stopping at the... I don't know. Gamzu what? So it happens to be, we know it's Gamzu L'taiva, but why would he be called Gamzu? Nachmish Gamzu. And the story is also a Pella. The story is a Pella. What's this Indian of... I mean, again, what's this Indian with a bed being... with buckets of water to stop ants from coming on him? Sounds like a really weird prat that the story is not really, it's not negeya. I mean, why does Gemara even mention it? And then the Gemara says again, so the Talmidim, so this whole thing that that he tells them, I'm confident that as long as I'm here, the house is not going to fall down. First of all, why is he so confident? Why is he so confident? What's this inyan of the house not falling down as long as Nachmish Gamzu is in the house? Fine. So then what happens is, Itaka works out like that, right? The second he's removed from the house collapses. And the Talmidim say, oh, Rabbeinu, now that we know that you're a Tzadik Gomer, what's shot that you go through all the suffering? Now they know he's a Tzadik Gomer. These are his Talmidim. His Talmidim didn't think he was a Tzadik Gomer until now. They're only convinced of it through a Maifas. I thought, first of all, the Gemara says that he was Mulumid Ben Isim. So they must, if they're his Talmidim, they must have seen a lot of miracles if the Gemara says that he was constantly accustomed to miracles. And what does it mean? Why, and since when is a maifis a proof that you're a tzadik gomer? So what do they need a proof to be a tzadik gomer? How is it a proof that he's a tzadik gomer? So he goes to this whole thing, this whole maisa with the ani, the poor person. Why do we care if he was going to his father-in-law's house, his mother-in-law's cousin, his aunt, his aniklech? What's the difference? Three camels, three donkeys worth of loads of things. And then when he goes to the Ani, what does he say? Why does he pick these specific things? My eyes in a Rachmanis on your eyes. My hands on your hands, my feet on your feet. And my ears, what about his ears? His ears didn't have Rachmanis on the Ani's ears? What about his nose? Why these parts? And he says, V'lo yiskar daiti. He didn't feel good, like he was still unsettled until he said his whole body should be full of Shechin. Okay. And then what happens? After hearing the story, the Talmidim say, oh, it's Mamash Rachmana seeing you like this. And it wasn't Rachmana seeing him until this point. When they thought it was just like, I don't know, Minashamayim, Mazel, whatever it is, then it was okay to see him like this. But now that we know the storyline behind it, in the background, now it's Rachmanis to see you like this. And his response is, no, it's Rachmanis if you didn't see me like this. It would be Rachmanis on me if you didn't see me that way. One second. It would be Rachmanis on me if you didn't see me this way? What did them seeing him like this have anything to do? It would be Rachmanis, what is he saying? If it would be Rachmanis, if this didn't happen to me, then I would have some punishment waiting for me in Shemayim. So his point is, it would be Rachman Asami if this didn't happen to me. It has nothing to do with whether you see me like this or not. So the whole thing is a pella. All right, so there's a Torah from the Rambam Panu. There's a sefer we have from the Rambam Panu, the Gedolei Mekubalim of Italy. So the Rambam Panu in sefer Gegulei Neshamos. So he gives a little bit of a Pesach into this Maisa. So he says like this. It's part of the, there's a sefer called Gugul and Neshamas. So over here he just goes through the Aleph Beis and listing, you know, people in Tanakh, people in Chazal, Gugulim. So he says like this. Nochmish Gamzu, who is Nochmish Gamzu? Ibor Shaloit. There's such an idea, there's different, we've spoken about this in other times, there's different types of the concept of Gilgal. The classic case of Gilgal is an old neshama is reborn in the world. But there's such a thing as an Ibur neshama. An Ibur neshama means that you have your own neshama, but you become impregnated by someone, another neshama sort of you become pregnated with. It's like you have two neshamas. Why does that happen? So it usually happens for one of two reasons. Either to help you, in other words, let's say you're about to go, you know, a person's going to have a certain nisayon. So you need extra strength to handle it. So Rabbanu Shem will send you a neshama from an old tzaddik or something in order to give you that extra strength. Sometimes it happens for the sake of the neshama. In other words, let's say a neshama needs a tikkun. But it doesn't necessarily require to be reborn and to go through a whole lifetime. But it's a tikkun it needs. So if you have a yid tzaddik who's doing a certain avodah, that would be a tikkun for this neshama, then this neshama will become impregnated into that tzaddik to give that neshama tikkun. So said the Rambam Panu, Nochmish Gamzu Ibur Shel Light. Had within him, he was impregnated by the neshama of light. Now again, light was not, that Ibur, that implantation of the neshama of light, Mestam is not there to help Nochmish Gamzu. It's in order to bring a tikkun to light. So what does light have to do with Nochmish Gamzu? He says, Daik v'tishkach, he doesn't explain it, but he says, but look at the story, you'll see parallels. Daik v'tishkach b'tainis, take a look in the Gemara in Tainis that we just went through, on Chof Aleph, as ha-maisa ha-nasa, like the maisa that happened to him, binyan offer, k'maisha nasa gam la'avram, k'shehitzel light. Right? The whole thing over there that the miracle happened to Nochmish Gamzu with the dirt, which is the dirt that Avram Avinu used, that type of miracle, to save light. The nikta yadav raglav, and his hands became paralyzed and so on, like we saw in the story. Al shalay richem kahigim la'ani, because he didn't have enough rachmanis on the poor person, right? Well, that has to do, says the Rambam Panu, to light as well. Al yaisei oz b'sdaim, because light was in the place of sdaim, which is yad ani ve'avin la'yechziku, which they didn't help with their hands. They didn't. They weren't taking care of poor people. That was with the kalipa of sdaim. And in Sodom, light was saved from the destruction. The take of Shiatz and Nefcha Yir, and that's the Malachim saying in the sixth parasha, that they're trying to rush light out because they say we can't destroy the city as long as you're in it. The second light leaves, everything falls apart, right? That's exactly what happened in this story also. Vagan Poi, same thing over here. Take of Shiatz and Mabayas, as soon as he leaves the house, Nechar Elias, the house becomes destroyed. That's what it means. He says, I know that if I'm in the house is not falling. Because he's hinting to the fact that within him is contained the neshama of light. Like the Malach said, I can't do anything to the city until you leave. That's from Ali Pani. Okay, so knowing that Nochmish Gamzu is a shaykh is to light, And the avoid of Nachum Ish Gamzu somehow helps a tikkun to light, that maybe a little bit to help us to understand the inyan of light. But one final question, and then we'll explain. There seems to be a stira between what we find in the Kisvei Ari and the Zohar Kaddish regarding the pasuk of Lech Lecha, right? So again, Avraham Avinu sold Lech Lecha me'artzicha me'ladcha me'beis avicha el aretz asher erecha. So obviously, pshuto shel mikra, Hashem is being told, leave your country and so on, and go to Eretz Yisrael. In the Kisvei Ari, in Shar Psukim, and in the Zohar Kaddish, in Zohar Kaddish, and Parshas Achir Meis, both places teach this pasuk on a more ruchnistic level. Besides the actual traveling, Avraham Avinu is being told to go somewhere in ruchnis, in avoda. But there's a chilek. The Arizal in Shar Psukim teaches the tzivoy of Lech Lecha to Avraham Avinu to tell Avraham Avinu to move from below to above. In other words, with the language of the Arizal, we're not going to go through each prat what it means, but just getting a picture. The Arizal tells us that the tzivoy of Lech Lecha is telling Avraham Avinu, you're holding by the bottom, and I need you to ascend, to go higher. And in the language of the Arizal, that means that you're holding in the beginning, you're starting off by holding by Malchus. Malchus is the lowest of the Midas. That's called Me'artzicha. And then, said the Arizal, then you have to, but you have to go up. You gotta go higher than that. So Avraham Avinu is then told, Lechecha Me'artzicha. Go higher than Malchus. So where should I go? Go to Chesed. That's higher up, right? That's already going, you know, from Malchus to Yisoid, Hoy, Netzach, Teferes, Gevura, Chesed. That's Miladicha. And Hashem says, it's not good enough. Nidei Savicha. So okay, so I'll go to Chachma, which is, you know, Chesed, and then to Das, to Bina, to Chachma. And Hashem says, now that you've gotten that high, now you can go El Aretz Asher Erecha, the land that I will show you. What is that? What's this land? He left Artzicha, which is Malchus. And now you go to a new El Aretz Asher Erecha. What is that? So in the language of the Arizal says it means that he ascended, that he's supposed to ascend from Malchus, from all the way in the bottom, to Bizoicha, to Madrega that's called Leimen. We know that in the Kisvei Ari, and we find that in Chumash, there's two main female koiches. There's Rachel and Leah. The first Madrega, what's called Malchus, that Avraham Avinu has to move from, that's called Rachel. And the Iker thing that he has to go to is the highest Madrega, that's called Leah. So that's the in the Kisvei Ari, that's the message of Lech Lecha, which is to go up, to move out from Rachel territory. Rachel territory means the lowest levels in this world, right? In the Zohar, we've mentioned this many, many times, that in the Zohar Kodesh we find when you compare Rachel and Leah, so Rachel is called Alma Disgalia, the revealed world. It's Kviyachel down here. And Leah means Alma Disgalia, the hidden world, right? Rachel Imenu is beautiful on the outside, Leah Imenu is concealed. We don't know who Leah Imenu is, right? So Avraham Avinu is being told, Lechachom Yaratz according to the Rizal, move away from Rachel, go up from Alma Disgalia and go into Alma Disgalia, the hidden concealed world, that place of light. That's the reason. Okay. The Pell is that in the Zohar Kaddish, again, in Zohar Kaddish and Parshas Achrimais, the Zohar is teaching Parshas Lech Lecha regarding that pasuk, that tzivui, talking about neshama coming into the world. And it's giving a whole maisa that the neshama is taken from Gan Eden, and the neshama is there's malachim that escort the neshama, and it's given an oath. Like everyone knows, the Tanya begins the Gemara, the Brayis Anida, Mashbi Nasi Titzad Valti Rasha, and it goes to that whole maisa. And then eventually, when the neshama is then forced down into the world, the pasuk that's called out to the neshama is Lech Lecha Me'artzicha Miladcha Beis Avicha El Haaretz Asher Erecha. And as the Zohar teaches over there, it's talking about each part of that is telling the neshama to go from above to below, to move from Gan Eden Elyon, Gan Eden Atachta, all the way down. El Aretz Asher Erecha. What's the Aretz Asher Erecha? Alma Disgalia, the revealed world. Rachel Imenu down here, Olam Hazeh. So it's a stira. It's a stira. Is the pasuk of Lech Lecha telling Avraham Avinu on a ruchnistic level to go up, to move from Alma Disgalia to Alma Disgasia, from the revealed world to the concealed world, to go from Rachel to Leah? Or is the tzivui of the pasuk lech lecha is the opposite. Is it going from above to below? That he should go from the concealed world to the revealed world. Which one is it? Okay. So it's like this. And by the way, it's interesting. When you take a look in the Sfarim, you'll see both interpretations in different Sfarim. You'll see some Sfarim will be taiching lech lecha in the way of the Ariza, which is to go up. Some Sfarim will be taiching lech lecha by the way of the Zohar Kaddish, which is to go down. But which one is it? Okay, so it's like this. So I mentioned Rachel and Leah, yeah? So this ending of these two realities is Amad Dizgalia, the revealed world, which is Rachel Imenu, and Amad Dizgasi, the hidden world. So let's explain what this means exactly, and from here we'll be able to understand the context. So there's a famous parak in Sefer HaTanya, as I mentioned Tanya before. So there's a parak in Sefer HaTanya where he's talking about the importance of being besimcha. It's a famous piece. So what does it say? Yeah. So it's in Perek Chavav. So Tani's talking about how important it is to be besimcha, whatever. And so in Perek Chavav, he gives eitzes about how a person could be merachik, could distance himself from thoughts that are sad and depressing. So he goes through. So it says about Tani like this. Let's say a person is troubled by depressing thoughts and feelings about things of this world that are not going well. Bani Chai Mezani, whatever the category of life is that's not going so well. So Hine, says the Tanya, Eitz Ayutza, the Eitz Latar Liba Mikol Eitz Vinidna Daigamil Dalma. What's the Eitz? The Eitz Hayutza, the Eitz to save oneself, to protect oneself from any depressing thoughts regarding this world. Afil Boni Chaim Zaini. So he says like this, Mudaz Lois Lakol Maimar Chazal. So he says the answer is based on what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Brachas, Keshem Shavarach Ala Toiva, Kach Mavarach Ala Ra. That just as a person should thank Hashem for good, you also have to thank Hashem for bad. What does it mean to thank Hashem for bad? So he goes on to say, everything that happens in a person's life is ultimately coming from Shefa, that's coming from above. It's all Hashpoyes from the Rabbanu Shloilam, and it's all Lichtig, it's all Ar. It's all Ar. Everything that happens to a Yid is happening. Every experience is an experience of Ar that's coming and Shefa from the Rabbanu Shloilam. Why do some things we experience as lichtig, as mamash shefa, and other experiences not? So he says as follows, the chilek is, do we have the kelim to process it or not? Said the Tanya, there's two types of shefa that comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. There's shefa which is called Alma Dizgalia. It's shefa that's coming from that madrega that's called the revealed world. When you have hashpoyas that are coming from what's called Alma Dizgalia, then they're revealed brachas. They're revealed good things. That's what we find. That's connected to the letter Vavke and Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is made of two parts, Yudke and Vavke. Yismucha Shemayim, the Svarim say, Rabbi Sogel Ha'aretz. So Rabbi Sogel Ha'aretz, Vavke means the lowest, the more Almedes Galia, the type of Hashpoyas that are coming from more the revealed Kivyachol, the revealed part of Elikus. Those Hashpoyas are manageable, they're processable, we have Kalim for that, and they're experienced as good. What about, though, when Hashpoyas are coming me'alma diskasia from their hidden world, from that highest madrega of the Likos, from Yudke? So said the Tanya, when it's coming from such a place, then what? Then those are, that's a type of shef and a type of or that in this world we don't have kelim to process. We don't have the kelim to process it. It's so light, it's so deep, it's so profound, we don't have the kelim for it. So therefore it's experienced as what? It's experienced as the opposite. It's no different than when a person turns on the light from a very dark room and his eyes are not ready for it. You become even more blinded than before, right? Not because there's no light, it's because there's too much light. You don't have the kelim to process it. So when you have ashpoyas that are coming from that place of what? Of alma diskasia, then even though it is art, it's lichtig, it's shef, it's bracha, it's experienced as the opposite because I don't have the kelim for it. Says the Tanya, when a person therefore is mechazik der amuna that lemaisa everything is taif, whether it be alma disgalia taif, which is obviously good, and even alma diskasi dikatoif, which is also good, which is not the kelim for it, that's the avoida of kishen shavarach al taif v'kach mavarach al ro. And so the Tani then goes on to say that bez Hashem, when Mashiach comes, when mechazik our amuna, when Mashiach comes, we'll talk have the kelim to be able to experience viscerally, in a revealed way, the good that was really the metzias of everything that was going on, mitzad alma diskas. So, fine, that's the aside. You have alma diskalia dikatoiv, which is revealed good that we see down here. And then there's alma diskasia dikatoiv. Alma diskasia means toiv that's so toiv. It's so deep, it's so profound, it's so high voltage of elikus. We push it under the kelim for it, but it's mamish toiv might. Right, that's what he says. He quotes the pasuk, "Ashrei gever, asher tiyasrenu ka." Praiseworthy is a person that gets yisur and that gets musr from ka. So he says, ka means shefa. That's coming from alma diskasia. When it's coming from alma diskasia, then it's unbelievable. Shefa is just, you know, the ka. We don't see it like that, but at maisa, that's the mitzias. Everyone knows there's two statements, right? Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, famously used to say, "Kol madav rachmana is latav of it." Nochmish Gamzu said, what? Gamzu l'toivu. What's the chilek? So this form say. When Rav Akiva said, Kol Madav Rachmanu, everything that Hashem does is for the good, means it's not so good right now. It will be good. It's going to work out. It's going to see. That's the thing. The story with Rav Akiva, right, that he's traveling, and that's a whole maisa, and, you know, he has to sleep outside in the woods. Right, and a wild animal kills his donkey, and the wind puts out of the candle. Gamzul Taiva. I'm sorry. Kol Madav Rachmanu L'Taiva. It's going to be good. And Taka work. You see the Maisa comes out that he was saved because of that. What's Nachmish Gamzu? Nachmish Gamzu is Rebbe. Nachmish Gamzu is Ibn Madrega. Nachmish Gamzu means Gamzul Taiva means not only that what's happening now eventually will be good, you know, down the road. Gamzul Taiva. This is good right now. Gamzu L'Toiv. It means the side of Nochemish Gamzu. Means the avoid of Gamzu L'Toiv was to be Mekasher himself and to be Miskasher to that inion of Alma Diskasi. To live in that place that's called Alma Diskasi. There's two places that a person can live. We all start off living in Alma Dizgali, right? You're born into what? You're born into the world of Alma Dizgali, the revealed world. And in the revealed world of Rochli Meinu Alma Dizgali, you know, candy tastes good, and things that are bitter taste bad. But what's the avoda? So Avraham Avinu was initially told, like the Arizal teaches, Lech lecha mi'artzecha v'ladecha v'savicha l'artz ha'sharaka. Avraham Avinu, you have to ascend out of that lowest madriga that you started off with. And every Jew is being told Lech lecha. It means the avoda in the beginning of a Jew is to move out of Alma Dizgalia, and to move into Alma Dizgasia. What does it mean to move into Alma Dizgasia? Moving into Alma Dizgasia means that where I live is in a headspace that everything is mamish good right now. The world is toiv ma'id, like the Rabban Hashem said on Friday. Toiv ma'id. Everything is mamish good. Not gamzul, not komada, not only will be, it's good right now. It's good right now. That's called living in Alma Dizgasia. That's called living in Alma Diskasi. And that is the beginning of one's path in Avodas Hashem. And that's the avodah of a person has to take. When Avraham Avinu, let's go back. So Avraham Avinu is told Lech Lecha. Is he told to go up, to go down? Which one is it? So the answer is both. Avraham Avinu, in his process to go to Eretz Yisrael, that avodah of Avraham Avinu and Eretz Yisrael was really of two parts. It was two stages. If you look in Parshas Lech Lecha, you'll find this. Avraham Avinu goes to Eretz Yisrael, and it says in Pasuk, as he goes to Eretz Yisrael, first he goes to the place of Shechem, right? So it says in Pasuk, V'yavar Lech Lecha, and so on. He goes V'yavar Avim Ba'aretz. Avraham Avinu goes to the land Ad Mokim Shechem, to the place of Shechem Ad Elon Moira V'aknani Az Ba'aretz. And so on. And Avraham Avinu sets a mizbech over there. V'yivin shem mizbech v'havai l'Hashem hanira elof to Hashem that appeared to him. Okay. And then there is this whole episode of Avraham Avinu. There's a famine, so he has to go to Mitzrayim. And then after that, the pasuk says he then returns from Mitzrayim. V'yatik, before this and after the going down to Mitzrayim, v'yatik misham, he moves from Shechem. V'yatik misham mahara, he goes to the mountain, which is in between Beis El and Ai. and V'yikra b'shem Hashem, and he calls out the name of Hashem. There's two stages in Avraham Avinu's traveling to Eretz Yisrael. First, Madrega, first stage is going to Shechem, and then there's a break. He goes back to Mitzrayim, and then he goes back to Eretz Yisrael. It's as follows. In the beginning of one's Avodah, like I said, the beginning of one's Avodah is like how the Rizal describes it. You start off in Rachel territory, revealed in Almud Galia, that's where we're born into. Candy's sweet, candy's good, you know, Brussels sprouts or not. That's the way it is. But then Avraham Avinu is told by the Rabbanu Shalom, Lech lecha me'aretzcha me'aretzcha ve'savicha, Elos Asherah, go to the land that I will show you, go to Lehimim. I want you to get to that place of Meichin, where you're here, but you're not really here. You're in a place of Lehimim, where everything is Mamash Toiv Meit, Asher, Gever, Asher, Tisren, Uka, Spanish Givaldi. That's where I want you to go. In that process, light is very shaykh to that. Light is very shaykh to that. The word light, the Rizal points this out, that in the name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, so there's different ways how to break it down, Yud-Kei and Vav-Kei and so on, but in the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, it's the final hay that is Olam Ha, that's Malchus. Malchus, which is down here, Roch Leimenu, Amad Ezgali, that's the final hay. The first three letters, B'derech Klal, that's the higher world. That's the higher world. Even though, again, we said before, you could break it down, Yud-Kei, and Vav-Kei is a lower world, but even within the Vav-Kei, the Vav is really still connected to the higher space. The letter, which is predominantly down here, Almud Dizgalia, that's the final A. If you take the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and you spell out each letter in full, so Yud is Yud-Vav-Dalad, right? He is Hey Aleph. Vav is Vav-Aleph-Vav. The gematria of Yud-Kei-Vav equals the gematria light. Lamites is Yud-Kei-Vav. And that Vav, that additional Vav in the word light is not necessary. You could spell light without that. That's why Tal, right? There's a difference between Tal and Geshem. Both are water that comes from above, right? But Geshem is obvious and noticeable. Tal is already more concealed. The word light also is the same letters as the word Tal, right? Same letters as the word Tal. It means the inning of light, what's the inning of light? In that first initial traveling of Avraham Avinu, which I'll explain in a moment, to get to Shechem, that initial, when Hashem said the pasuk to Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha me'aretzcha me'aretzcha ve'savicha l'aretz asher araka, it meant two madregas. The Arizal and the Zohar Kadosh, both correct. The first madrega is moving from Almud Dizgalia, which is where you start, to go to Almud Dizgasya, to go to the revealed world, to go to the hidden world, to move up. In that initial avoida, which is what Avraham Avinu does to get to the place of Shechem in Eretz Yisrael, light is shaykh to that, and light goes with that. That's light's inyan. Light's gevaldik with that. Adarabba, light is so in love with that space that's called Almud Dizgasya, that's why he loves the place of Sadaim. What was Sadaim? Sadaim is this funny matziv. Sadaim is by the desert. Sadaim, I mean, the whole area of Sadaim, I mean, nowadays is completely desolate, right? But even in those days, I mean, the surrounding areas were desert, right? So what's Sadaim? Sadaim is this like oasis. That's what Sadaim was. It was like an oasis in that place. Kegan Hashem, like the garden of the, it's like Gan Eden. Gan Eden. Who's ever visited Gan Eden? Somewhere in the world, but completely concealed. Sadaim was a place that when you walked into Sadaim, it was Almud Dizgasya. You were experiencing what goes on in Almud Dizgasya. That was the headspace in Sadaim. That's what Sadaim was. Light was very much attracted to that, because light chops that. I get it. To be able to leave, you know, Almud Dizgalya with all the difficulty of Almud Dizgalya, and to go into that place of Almud Dizgasya, of Gamzu L'Toiva, to live in that headspace of Gamzu L'Toiva, that's a Gevalda Gezach. I want to live there. What was the issue? The issue is like this. In the Kisra, we find that there's really two Madregas. In Avodas Hashem, there's two Madregas. One Madrega is to be Zoicha, to be Dovik to Hashem, to be attached to Hashem, but that's called back-to-back Ocher Bacher. And then there's a higher madriga, which is to be Dovik to Hashem face to face. What's the difference between Ocher Bracha and face to face? See, this initial first mode, which is to move out of Alma Disgalia and to go up to Alma Disgassia, and you get there, that's called success. But what type of success? It's a Shechem Dikah success. What does the word Shechem mean? Shechem means the shoulder, means the back. When it says in Pasuk with Noach, right, when Noach was drunken, and so Shem and Yafes try to cover his the matzav over there, right? So what does it say in Pasuk? They took a beged, al Shechem, on their shoulders, and they went backwards to cover him. Shechem means the term, the Shechem means Dveikus to Hashem, but Ocher Bacher. That's what it means. And that's something that's called successful. And in that initial Madrega of trying to reach a level of Dveikus that's called Ocher Bacher, what does Ocher Bacher mean? It means that I'm in that place of Alma Disgassa, that hidden world. And light travels by Avraham Avinu to Shechem, and everything's fine, and there's no problem at all. But that's still back-to-back. What does it mean face-to-face? Face-to-face is a different madrega. Face-to-face means that I'm so attached to the Rabbanu Shalom that I'm actually interested in what the Rabbanu Shalom wants. See, at the end of the day, this desire to be in Stoim, right, and to be in that place of Alma Disgassia, of that hidden world, where everything is, where I don't really care what's going on and how it's experienced down here. I'm holding where everything is Toiv Moed. That's very nice to be in. That's a nice neighborhood to live in. But that's not the tachlis of creation. The Rabbanu Shem didn't create the world in order for everything to be terrible and miserable, but only good in Alma Disgassia. So for the person living in Alma Disgassia, that might be great. But that's not the Ratzon of Hashem. The Rabbanu Shem wants everything to be good, a Toiv Nir Vanigla, that it should be in a revealed in a good way. That reality of Alma Disgassia should break the barrier and make its way into Alma Disgalia. That's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants. Now, in order to do that, that takes a lot of Mesiris Nefesh and a lot of Avoida. That's a lifetime effort, and the Klal Yisrael has taken upon themselves that Avoida, and that continues on until Mashiach comes, to be able to somehow break through that barrier. To be able to take the Meichen and the reality of Alma Disgassia and to bring that into Alma Disgalia. That's something that that takes a lot of Mesiris Nefesh, but that's called moving from back to back to face to face. Back to back, you're connected to the Rabbanu Shalom, but you're not really on the same page. You're not looking at each other. You're not locked in. You don't have the same Meichen. Face to face means that you're thinking the same way. You want the same thing that the Rabbanu Shalom wants. This second shlav is what Avraham Avinu was then moving into in the second part of him traveling to Eretz Yisrael, like it says in Pasuk, Vayatek Misham Ahara, that from Shechem, Avraham Avinu then tries to ascend to go to a new place that's called the mountain. It's the mountain. Beis El on one side, I on the other. Beis El on one side, on the other. Beis El, what's Beis El? The house of Hashem. Beis El means Alma Disgalia, means the revealed world. That's Malchus, that's the bias, that's the house. Not some space above. That's the final hay of Hashem's name, that's the bias. And the Ikra Avoida is that, what's so special about that final, that house, what's so special about Alma Disgalia, is that that's what is seen. That's what's seen. Beis El Miyam V'Ai Mikedem. There's a city of Ai on one side, and the city of Beis El is on the other, and Avraham Avinu is trying to settle over there. What do I care that the city of Ai is on one side? Ai means an eye, right? It means to be able to see. Alma Disgassia, you don't see. Einei Leah Rakas, the eyes of Leah are dulled. Because you don't see that. That's not the meaning of seeing anything. Seeing something means how it's perceived by others, how it's experienced. Not just Alma Disgassia is in your own head, right? Alma Disgalia, that's tangible by other people. Everyone can see you. Like, what's your matzah? So the famous story with the Rezusha, right? So Yid goes to Mizrach Magid. How is a person able to be mevarach al hara? So the Mizrach Magid says, I don't have the answer. Go to my Talmud Rav Zusha, he'll know. So they go to Rav Zusha, and Rav Zusha's sitting, living in poverty and terrible tsaris. And he asks him, how is it possible to be mevarach al hara? So he says, I don't know. He said, Mizrach Magid told me to ask you. He said, Mizrach Magid told you to ask me. It doesn't make any sense because I don't have any ra in my life. I never had any suffering. You don't have any suffering. So that space of Gamzu Toiva, that's in your own head. But that's not what's noticed. It's not what's seen. What's seen is Alma Disgalia. What's seen is this. So Rav Zusha is going around as if everything's besimcha, And that's a gevaldi gezach, but it's still a chil Hashem. It's a chil shem shemayim, which is malchus. It's a chil of Hashem's name, because when other people look at Rav Zusha, they don't see a matzav of simcha. I mean, they don't see a matzav that, you know, they see poverty and so on. That's a chil shem shemayim. And what does the Rabbanu Shalom want? The Rabbanu Shalom wants to be mekadesh shem shemayim. The Rabbanu Shalom wants this world to be mamish lichtig. That's what Rabbanu Shalom wants. So there's two different madrigas. When Avraham Avinu was first initially entering into Avodas Hashem like every other Jew, so the Lech Lecha Mi Artzecha means like Darizal, which means to go up. But all that gets you is to a place of Shechem. That's Ocher Bocher. But now that you want Vayatek Misham Ahara, now you want to get to the mountain, you want to get to a much higher madriga, get to a higher place, which is Beisel Miyam Va'ay Mikedem, that there should be a place of Beisel that has an eye watching it, that it should be noticeable and it should be seen as a lichtige place. That's Alma Disgalia. To then take the mitzias of Alma Disgalia and break through that barrier and to get there, that's already moving to face to face. This is why even the word Vayatik Misham, why does the Pasuk have to say that he undid his tent? Vayatik Misham, he uprooted his tent and he went to this new place, Ahara, between Beisel and I mean, okay. And let's say I told you he left his tent behind and he bought a new one there. It's an afkimin. But Yatik, that transition from back to back to face to face in the Kisveri, just like B'Adam and Chava, comes with a separation, with a sawing in half, with an asira, where Adam is put to sleep, and there's a you know, and so on. And the Rabbanu Shem removes the rib, making Chava, there's a Vayatik. Vayatik Mishamahara is the site of the Nasira, of removing from, Avraham Avinu is undertaking upon himself this avoida of moving from back to back to face to face. So for that to happen, the Rebbe says, oh, that's going to take mysterious nefesh, because now you're talking about changing Alma Desgalia into a lichtige place and bringing the mitzias of Alma Desgasi into that. Now you should know, Avraham Avinu, in the place of Alma Desgalia, Haknani Azbaritz, the Kananim lived there. And this is going to be a big avoida of dealing with Ra and Choshech and all the inyan that go with that. And Avraham Avinu's makabel, b'simcha rabba with a leiv gamur, v'hirav baretz. Okay, so now there's a famine. He has to go to Mitzrayim, he has to deal with all of that. In the Kisveri, you find such a thing that when a person wants to go from Achav Baruch to upon him, you have to be makabel on yourself, dal mises bezdin. In the Kavanas, we find this. You makabel on yourself, dal mises bezdin, and then you can do it. Because imamish have to break through. You have to break through. But it's an avoid of, but all of that is for the purposes of what? Of being able to get to a place of face-to-face where there's a re'iyah, where there's a clear revelation, even from the outside, that there's a clarity, it's a clarity of elikos, of lichting, that the Alma Diskasya reality, which was until now concealed just in your own head, is now obvious to the outside. The eye can see it. It's even to the naked eye. This is the inyan. This is why when Avraham Avinu comes back from Mitzrayim, so this is now the breaking point of the separation between Avraham and light. And what was the point? I'm sorry, it's late. The point was, this is what happens when I sit. Now, the problem is I should be standing and then I'll finish up. But okay. It was like this. So the machlokes between the shepherds, right? Light said, the land is already ours. And Avraham Avinu says, it's not ours yet. What's that machlokes? The answer is, so who's right? Is the land there? In Alma Disgalia, where are you living? Are you living in Alma Disgalia or are you living in Alma Disgalia? If you're living in the hidden world of Alma Disgalia, the land is yours already. That's where Light wants to live. Light doesn't want to leave from Shechem. Light, he went to Mitzrayim, he got the good from it. He wasn't undertaking that avoida. Avraham Avinu says it's not ours yet. It's ours in Alma Disgalia, but it's not ours in Alma Disgalia. And my avoida, says Avraham Avinu, is panim b'panim with the Rabbanu Shloim, and to be in that place of Alma Disgalia, to have the revealed to take the mitzvahs of Alma Disgalia and break through that barrier, that it should be Beisel Miyam Va'ay Mikedem, that it should, the eye should be able to see the Beisel. That's what I want to be able to see. Light is on a Kabbal. That light says, okay, you know, I'm going to Sodom, because that's the place of Sodom. Sodom was an oasis. It was a place of where somehow the toiv of Alma Disgalia. Why was it so gevaldik? Why was it so gevaldik? It was so gevaldik is because over there somehow people were experiencing the truth of Alma Disgalia, but without working the inyan of getting rid of the kananim. So it was like this like strange bubble of of Alma Diskasi the Mitzias. And that's where light wants to be. That's where light wants to be. But Avram Avinu rejects it. Avram Avinu undertakes the avoid of Panim Bepanim, of going to of taking Alma Diskasya and getting into Alma Disgalia. And that's what Avram Avinu does. And that's the need of Brismi. That's why so upon him fighting the war of the four kings and defeating Sodom and saving light, means Avram Avinu that is doubling down on his efforts of what? Of bringing Elikus all the way to Alma Disgalia, that it should be anchored, it should be down here. Not going up, but Adarabba going down. Therefore, Avram Avinu Davke then is nisar to the fact that he doesn't have children. Because children means down here. It means anchored. It means that I'm gone, but it continues on. If you're holding an Alma Disgalia, it's enough. I mean, it's all in your head anyway. It's all you. You know, your head continues. But for there to be a need and a desire, for there to be a kiyum like that to go on, that other people should need, that's all Alma Disgalia, Dick. That's all revealed world, Dick. That's all anti-sedoim. That's all anti-light. It's moving to the next shlav. So Davke there, Avraham Avinu is mechazik himself, and Davin is Rabbanu Shlom, but I need a child. And that's why the child, Yitzchak Avinu, is deeply connected to the Bris Mila. What's Bris Mila? Bris Mila means, even Bepshutai, Bris Mila means to take something that's hidden and to make it revealed. And the way it's revealed is to avoid Mesiris Nefesh and dealing with the Yitzhar, what the Arla always represents. But that avoid of Bris Mila is this inyan of taking a reality which was until now concealed, Alma Disgasya, and making that, taking that Metzias and breaking through into Alma Disgalia. And the only way to do that is that if you defeat the Kananim, you know, during that process, because the Yetzar, the Klipa that's existing in Alma Disgalia is going to stop that from happening. So one Malach is ignore the Kananim. Like Lloyd said, I'm just ignoring the Kananim. Eretz Yisrael is mine anyway, I'm just ignoring it. But Avraham Avinu says I can't ignore it because I, in my own head, I don't necessarily have to see the Kananim. But other people see the Kananim. And so I have, as an achrayus of the Rabbanu Shlom's, of the name of Hashem and the house of Hashem, I have to do that. I have an achrayus to do that. This is why, by the way, the word light also, the Beis Yaakov points this out, that the word light is a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. Light b'begadim, the pasuk says, the word light means to wrap yourself in clothing. It means to be covered. That's the word light. That's what the word light means. The word lat in Aramaic also means a curse. But like the Tanya said, what's a curse? A curse is a bracha, an alma disgasya. Because that's what light was. But that's what light wants to be in Sinai. So the whole inyan of the Bris Mila, the inyan of the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, it means anti this klipa of Sodom. It's anti this klipa of light, of what? Of wanting to exist only in Alma Disgalia and not be willing to break from that into Alma Disgalia, or to not be willing to move from back to back to face to face. And this is why in the beginning of our parsha, where Avraham Avinu now has a Bris Mila, and now he's ready to have the Metzias and Bepoel Mamish, the children, which means mamish, making inroads in Alma Disgalia in a very, very revealed way to establish the Alma Nivchar, v'chulu v'chulu. So it all has to do with Ria, Vayer El Vashem by Lenin Mamre. Avraham Avinu is standing outside his tent. The tent means oil, right? The word oil is the same letters as Leah. He's standing outside his tent, by the doorway of the tent. He's not, one second, I don't understand. Why is he by the tent? Right? Why is he by the doorway? Because he wants to have guests. So let him walk. No, go down the block. No, he's not down the block. Well, why is he not down the block? Because he wants to be protected from the shade? Well, then why are you standing outside the tent? The answer is, that's the site of what's going on over here. The site of Avraham Avinu right now is, after the Bris Mila, 3 days in, he's now murzak as a yid like this. His avoda is to bring what's inside the tent to outside. To be miyached Alma Disgalia with Alma Disgalia. That's his avoda. And this is all, then you're the Bris Mila, that's the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, this is the destruction of Sodom, because that's what Sodom was. But here's the amazing thing, light is saved, right? Why is light saved? So that's why I'm explaining, that's why, is light Kedusha or a Klipa? Which one is it? Well, it depends. In the beginning, when you're just interested in getting to Achar B'Achar, light's on the same page as that. But then when the Pasuk of Lechacha is reoriented to mean your next avoda, because that's always how it is, right? Every pasuk in Chumash is telling you an avoda for a lifetime, and that pasuk becomes reinterpreted as needed. In the beginning of one's avoda, lech lecha means go to achar b'achar, which means below to above. Light's on the same page as that. When you then want to move from back to back to face to face, which then means lech lecha means from above to below, light's a klipa. Light's a klipa, because light is standing in the way of that. And so this is so then light has to be rejected. But here's the amazing thing. So light ultimately is saved. Why? Because we know in the Schus of Avram for sure, but there was a neshama in light. Who was in light? It's David HaMelech, right? Ishmael's David HaMelech. So David HaMelech is an interesting zach. David HaMelech, that's why Sadaim is Rosh HaTeva, Sai David Malka, right? The secret of David HaMelech. You might call me if I'm going along. If anyone has to leave, let me, you know, just leave, okay? As long as there's like two people remaining, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? I won't be insulted. It's just the two people. Okay, so why David HaMelech? So the Arizal in Eitz Yitzchayim, towards the end of Eitz Yitzchayim, the Arizal writes the following thing. We don't have time to marach in this right now, but the Arizal says that David HaMelech himself, we always think of David HaMelech as from Yehuda, so it's from the world of Lei Yemeinu. But the truth is, David HaMelech himself, says the Arizal, is really Yichud of both. There's a pasuk and says David HaMelech daven to Hashem that he wants to know eskitzi umidas yomai mahi. David HaMelech daven to Hashem, I want to know my end eskitzi and midas yomai and the measure of my days. Pashut Pshat, he wants to know how long he's going to live. That's the Gemara says he wants to know when he's going to die. And Hashem told him it will be a Shabbos. It's a whole ma'aseh. The Arizal says those two descriptions. He wants to know kitzi and midas yomai. Without going into details, the Rizal explains that the word kitzi is a reference to the world of Rach Leimenu. Midas Yomai is a reference to Leimenu. David HaMelech sensed within himself that his neshama was connected to both. On the one hand, he's the Melech, which means Malchus, that's Rach Leimenu, that's Amadis Galia, that's the revealed world, that's the final Hayin Hashem's name. But on the other hand, he sensed very deeply that he's coming from the world of Lei, he's from Shevet Yehuda. And David HaMelech himself was struggling with this, and he wants to know. The result is Mayach with that. That he wants to know, Kitzi Midas Yomai. Means that's the side of David HaMelech. The side of David HaMelech is to be able to live in that place of Amadis Gassia, but to undertake this avoida of taking Amadis Gassia, the hidden world, and bringing it to Amadis Galia. To live in that place of where you're saying, Mizmer LaDavid, Bevarchem Bevnei Jean Benoit. Mizmer LaDavid, Ma Rav Tzare, you know, everything's, he's singing about his tzaras. So he's acknowledging the reality that Almadis Galia says, but he's singing about it at the same time. He's believing, he's makasher himself to the truth of Almadis Galia, the hidden world, but he's not just retiring there. He's taking that moichin and he's putting an effort to bring that into Almadis Galia. That's David HaMelech. That's what Malchus based David really means. So it's Davka, therefore, the saving of light in the Schus of Avram Avinu. Davka at the time when he's being healed from his bris milah and he's being misbaser b'suras taiva with Yitzchak Avinu, and then light Sodom is being destroyed, but light is being saved to save Nishmas David. It's all the same story. Nishmas David means a yichud of Almadis Gassia with Almadis Galia, which is exactly what Avram Avinu is now embracing. That's David. That's why the birth of Yitzchak is not just Yitzchak Avinu. The birth of Yitzchak means the beginning of the establishment of the Am HaNivchar, and the Melech of the Am HaNivchar is David HaMelech. And that's the beauty of it. This is the Baal Tanya writes this. He says that you'll see yourself in Torah Or, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, he makes this observation that, you know, the name Avram, L'chaira, sounds like more holy than Avraham. What does Avraham mean? The exalted father. What does Avraham mean? Av Hamoin Goyim, the father of many nations. Which sounds higher up? Avraham. But ironically, that's not the highest name. No, his name is changed later on when Avraham Avinu, after Mitzrayim, and he's mechazik this avoid of going from back to back to face to face, then he's given the name Avraham. Why? So the Tanya explains because this transition to that higher madrega of moving to, of being on the same page as the Rabbanu Shlalom and actually seeing moving from above to below as higher than moving from below to above. In other words, in Avram, in this new Moichin of Avram Avinu, in this Davra Melch de Gemoichin, in the anti-light de Gemoichin, moving from above to below is actually going higher than moving from below to above. In the language of the Tanya, he says it's an Indian of, there's a Seder Shtalshlus, it's like a normal progression. Normal progression is, above to below means going down. That's not going up. But no, in this deepest Moichin of being in the Rabbanu Shalom's page, and the Rabbanu Shalom is above his Shtalshlus, the Rabbanu Shalom is above logic and above order. By the Rabbanu Shalom's way of gauging things, moving from above to below means you're going higher Madrigas. Going higher Madrigas means if you're going down. That's how the Rabbanu Shalom sees things. That's called the Malam Yisei Dershtalshlus. So after all that, let's go back to the story of Nachmish Gamzu. Yeah? It's tied up. Nachmish Gamzu. So Nachmish Gamzu was living in that Moichin of Gamzu L'Toyva. Like I said, the difference between Komador Rechmatav Avid, but Nachmish Gamzu is Gamzu L'Toyva. But why Gamzu L'Toyva? Like I asked the question, Zu L'Toyva. What's Gamzu L'Toyva? Darizal explains, again, I don't have time to explain this. So the punchline, no, it's not even time, I can't explain it. But so this punchline might be like, you know, you might miss it, but it's a gewaltig punchline. But Darizal says that the word Gam, that word is associated with Le'imenu. Gam means Le'imenu. So in Eitzus Chaim, he talks about this. I don't have time to, I can't explain, but Gam, the it has to do with that pasuk of Midas Yomai, but leave it for now. The word Gam, even on a simpler, what's the word Gam? Gam means also. It means there's what's in front of you, that's the revealed world, but Gam, there's the other side of the rainbow. Gam. That's Amadis Gassim. Said, Nochemish Gamzu doesn't say Zula Taiva. What does Zu mean? Zu means this. Zu means Amadis Gali, that's the revealed world. Zula Taiva? No. He doesn't say Gamla Taiva. He says Gamzula Taiva. Means the side of Nochemish Gamzu is I'm living in the Moichel of Amadis Gassi, and everything is Lataiva in that space, but I'm not satisfied with that. I'm davening. When he says that, he's not just. He's davening to Rabbanu Shalom, Gam Zu L'Toyva, that the Metzias that I know in my Moichin, which is Toiv Ma'id, which is Gam, that should manifest in Zu. Gam Zu L'Toyva. That's why when they called him Nochemish Gamzu, they focused on the Ikar Madrega. The Ikar Inyan is not L'Toyva, it's also the Ikar Nakuda is Gam Zu. That he was Isaac in this Avoida of Vimiyachid Yichudim, of bringing together the world of Gam with the world of Zu, which is the world of Leah with the world of Rachel. That's the site of Nachem Ish Gamzu. That's why his name is Nachem. What does the word Nachem mean? Nachem comes from the word Nechama, to be comforted. Rav Tzadik writes, Rav Tzadik says that, what's the need of Nechama? It says in Pasuk, Eini, Eini Yarda Mayim, Ki Rochak Mimeni Menachem. That the farther we are removed from Nechama, the more our eyes become damaged. What's Nechama? Says Rav Tzadik, Nechama, Geula means when Tzara stops. Nechama means where it becomes clear to you that everything was good from the very beginning. That's where the word Nechama comes to the word Vayinachem, which means to regret. That you regret ever being upset. One second. That means, that inin of Nechama means a yichud of Alma Diskasi with Alma Disgalia. Alma Diskasi, the hidden world, it was always good anyway. Even while you were upset, it was good. And what does it mean? Alma Disgalia means it's good now. But Nechama means that it becomes clear to you now how it was always good. I mean, the word Nacham means a yichud of Nacham ish Gamzu. That's his metzias. The metzias of Nacham is that he's Gamzu. This is why Light was misaber. The neshama of Light was misaber. Nacham ish Gamzu, because then what was the Light was gevaldik in that avoid of Amadis Gassi. What was the problem with Light? The problem was that he stopped by b'acher. He didn't move to the next madrega. He didn't get to the next step. So what's the ma'aseh with Nachmish? That's why Nachmish Gamzu is in a house, right? He's in a house, and the house is Ru'uah. We say in Sukkot, right? Harachmanu Yakum Lanu, Sukkas David Anifelas. David Anifelas. The house of David is called Sukkas David Anifelas, a fallen house, a rickety, biased Ru'uah. Nachmish Gamzu is sitting in a house, and he says to his Talmidim, Batuach Ani, I'm confident that as long as I'm here, nothing's happening. Is that inin of Nachmish Gamzu being confident that the house is staying upheld because of him being there, it means that Nochem Ish Gamzu is the Indian of Gamzu, is the Indian of Yodavra Melech, of Bimiyachid Almedes Galya, Almedes Kas with Almedes Kas. That's a Tzadik Gomer. That's a Tzadik Gomer. A Tzadik Gomer is not just you did everything perfect. The Talmidim knew he was a Tzadik Gomer like that. But a Tzadik Gomer means someone that's a complete tzaddik, like in Tanya language. Tzaddik Gomer means someone that's living in Alma Disgalia. He's living in this world, but he's living. But the Alma Disgalia, the hidden reality, is mamish apparent. The tzaddik v'toivloi. There's a tzaddik, and everything is gevaldik even on the outside, not just on the inside like Zusha. Mamish on the outside. So now that we see that you're a tzaddik Gomer, what's up is why are you suffering like this? If your inyan is Nochem Ish Gamzu, and the house is being held up by your presence, and David Melch is not a nafil in your world. David Melch is bound. So why is this happening to you? So said Nochem Ish Gamzu, because he went through a maisa, and there was a moment of where he wasn't on his madrega able to be oimid in this nakuda. He was once traveling to his father-in-law. I don't have time. If you take a look in the entire over there, you'll see that. A father-in-law means chachma. If you have, a father-in-law, male is more chachma, female is more bina. A father-in-law represents chachma. Avram, light is not light. I'm sorry, Nochem Ish Gamzu is light. Nochem Ish Gamzu is traveling to his father-in-law. It means he's going up. He's going up. He's going to that madrega that's called chachma. He's going up. He's ascending. He's ascending. And he's carrying with him chamorim full of Michael, Mishta, Megadim. It's a gevaldige zaka, but it's covered. It's covered. He's going into that. He's on his way up. He's ascending. He's ascending. And he's in that place of Alma Diskasu, all the good that's mamash covered. And an Ani comes. And an Ani comes to him. An Ani means Malchus. Ani represents the final Hay of Hashem's name. In the Kavanas of Tzedakah, it's like that. That the Kavanas of Tzedakah is to take the final hay of Hashem's name and to uplift it. That's the Ani. Ani represents Rach Leimeinu in the world. So an Ani comes to Nochem Ish Gamzu and says, Rebbe, Parnas Haseini, give me Parnasa. The oimik of Nochem Ish Gamzu, to fully give a tikkun to light, what he should have done is to give the Ani the Parnasa without having to get off the donkey. In other words, what do you mean to get off the donkey? Kiel, he has to stop his ascent. No, the oimik is to realize is that going up means to go down. He doesn't have to get off the donkey to go down in order to help the ani. Like, I'm going up, I'm going to my father-in-law. And all the good is biskas, is hidden. But now I have to stop that avayda, I'm taking a break. I'm going to take that break in order to be Isaac in helping Alma Disgalia, the revealed world of the ani. That's not the inyan. The inyan is to be miachidit to. You're Nochem Ish Gamzu. Your inyan is to realize that going up, the deepest level of going down is itself going up. And truly going up means to go down. You could go deeper than your father-in-law. That's why in by the Vatani he says that Chochma is the beginning of Seder Shtalshlis. That's the normal way, Seder Shtalshlis. Seder Shtalshlis means Chochma. What's Chochma mean? Chochma means going down is going down. And going up is going up. And if you're going up, and then at some point you have to take a break to go down to an ani, it means that you have to stop going up and then go down. That's normal. He's going to his father, that's called Chachma. But the side of Nochem Ish Gamzu, the ultimate side of Keser Malchus, the crown of David HaMelech, is to get higher than the father-in-law, to get to the place of Keser, of crown. What does crown mean? Crown means above Seder Shtalshlis. Above the normal hierarchy of thinking that down is not up and up is not down. It means that you're thinking like God. And in God's universe, going down is going up. So when you, that's David HaMelech, exactly. So when you're, that's his story, that's his life. So when you're, when that was the, so when he, when Nochem Ish Gamzu realizes that he missed it, he missed it. So he has to bring a tikkun to himself, but now he has to bring a tikkun by way of Yisurim, which is also Amadis Galia, Amadis Gassi Dika. So what does he do? He says, the eyes of Din Rachmanis and your eyes should be blinded. Because that, why these specific body parts? Because again, these body parts are going to highlight the specific mistake of not being miyached alma diskas with alma disgalia. The eyes, like we've been saying until now, the eyes to be able to see what's going on in alma disgalia and so on. That the mitzias of alma diskasi should be revealed in alma disgalia. Those eyes, his eyes become blinded. The inyan of his hands and feet, in the Kisra we find this, that feet is associated with Rachel. Feet is associated with this world. Amadis Galya, Raguleha, Yordis Mavis. Hands are associated with Leah. By Birchus Kahanim, then you have lifting up one's hands. In Torah, that's what we find. The hands are needed for Birchus Kahanim. So lifting up the hands by Birchus Kahanim is the inyan of building Leah, of connecting to the Meichin of Leah. Again, not for now. How? That's the inyan. Hands are associated with Leah. Feet are associated with Rachel. His eyes should be blinded. His hands and feet should be damaged and so on. If he doesn't have full yishuv adas until he says, my guf should be full of shechin. The guf is the part that unites his hands and feet. The body is what truly shows how hands and feet are one. Where the same point, the same body from which emerges hands, which emerges feet. Now he's in skara daitai. This is why he's sitting on a bed stopping ants from climbing on him. Those ants. Who's in the system of Ishtalshlus in Chachma? In that hierarchy of above to below. Who's above and who's below? The human being is above, the ant is below. But what's going on right now? The ant is higher than the man, right? That so we have to protect him from ants. That inyan is, that's the greatest mile of Nachamish Gamzu, that because of the suffering that he took upon himself, he is now sitting in a house that's not falling down. He's now he's zoicha to that inyan of what? Of Gamzu, of Nachmish Gamzu, of being above the normal system of Ishtalshlus, of being face to face with the Rabbanu Shloilam, in that way, that above and below, that above, going down is going up, and going down and going up is going down, and ants, which is usually below the person in the hierarchy of things, is now actually on top of him. And so, therefore, Davka, again, that's the little, and therefore the Talmidim say, Rebbe, it's woe is to us that we see you like this. And he says, woe is to me if you didn't see me like this. Again, bringing out this inner ra'iyah of seeing, that it has to be visible. It has to be, again, that's the inner of Alma Dizgalia, that the Metzias has to be revealed in Alma Dizgalia. This is also why, by the way, it's all, even in the Hemshech of the Gemara, there's a strange thing. Why do we say the first story? Like the stories should be reversed. First, you should introduce me to Nachmish Gamzu, and he's coming to the tzaddik Nachmish Gamzu. And he's called Nachmish Gamzu because the whole ma'isa with the Gamzu l'toyva. And then you want to tell me what he suffered and all these. That the answer is the story of the suffering of Nachmish Gamzu is bringing out the point of who the avoda of Nachmish Gamzu brings out the avoda of Nachmish Gamzu. That's the side of Nachmish Gamzu. That's the tikkun of light. Again, that's the thing. When light is nisaber Nachmish Gamzu, because now finally through the avoda of Nachmish Gamzu, he's able to find the tikkun of getting to that place of being miyachi gam and zu, and that's the inyan of David Melech, and that's the side of a yera that now of Ram Avinu Nach the Bris being nisbas b'sura type of Yitzchak Avinu's birth, now he's able to see Hashem face to face. He asked the question at the beginning: Hashem appears to Avram Avinu, and what does he say? The answer is that's the point. The point is that now it's panim upon him. Now it's face to face. That's the point. That's the point. Vayera v'Hashem, that Hashem appeared to him, and now they're able to see each other face to face. That's the point. That's the point. No, Hashem should bless us that we should talk to Yisaycha to go and all the. You should go from below to above to below, and talk all the good that's in Alma Diskasi. Should talk to be revealed in Alma Diskaya, and that Yichud of Leah and Rachel. Yes, God's a Rachel in the every man.